off your chest.
Yeah.
IDFK. Up. Sasquatch.
Chest.
David E. IDFK.
Yeah. Chest.
Stone bone crushes, stone busters, slug muster. I kick in like a turbo booster.
Booster.
Who the fuck you think you are?
Who the fuck you think you are?
Ambush strapped down to the Trekkie heavy armor.
Who are you?
Playing seeds like a farmer off a physics bomb. Karma.
Come.
So I'ma have to bring the drama.
Drama. Drama.
2-6 horror. Terrorize the boy mama. Homie, you could've avoided all this drama. Cause I want you to sex a pretty mama.
Pretty mama, my mama.
Siempre los mismos es como en drama.
En drama.
Sex slave your bird.
Sex slave your bird. I'm smart as get fucked. Honest is for what? My objective is to do the right thing.
Right.
Gleams got you made him. Take aim, refrain at him. Actually, you make me do nothing. What's just related to the snitches on that affidavit? When you reminisce on Rodney King, I'm gonna bring hell on him. Come talk about jacking him. $20 and I make you sing. You like shitting tricks, trolling, rolling in the inscription. Dear Derry, what a day has been. It's like you knew what the brothers before your conception. Like a stillborn baby, you were dead to begin.
Dead left, colliding with some lesbians. Coming on it, jeopardized. I get wrecked again. Yeah, the same set again. Learn the lame lesson, man. Learn the same lesson, man. Northside, we represent. Big Dave with the crib. Man, my man Steve-O. And you know, they look behind the boards with eel flows. Ain't we coming through? Hit a bitch like a dildo. Is she trying to come deal, but she ain't for real, though. That's why I'm with the squad. That's why I'm spitting hard. That's why I'm PHI all day on my job. You don't know what we flow. It's a new podcast. All y'all bitches shut the fuck up while we do the math. All y'all motherfuckers
wear
the cups, do the smash. Cause we getting hot every day and you know it lasts. I'll never fall out. I'll never ball out. Keep all my money in. All y'all lick my balls now. All y'all gon' glum round till y'all get gunned down. And we gon' spit some ill shit out the fun town. Call me what? 604? Yeah, I roll a blunt now. And y'all talkin' shit, but we gon' have some fun now.
Have some fun now.
Fun now.
You guys ready to have some fun now?
I don't even know what to say after that, my guys.
Sasquatch killed it.
Sasquatch, PHI.
David
614.
Bustin' Heads Incorporated.
IDFK.
North South.
Let's get Taylor some love now. Woo. Not Taylor gang, but of course we tell her slut down. Now she better come around with some butt to get down. Try to shave my beard off, I'm like, what the fuck now? Gotta fucking trim it down, make sure I'm spitting now. Everybody coming through, smoke a little drink of wow. Goddamn, I'm getting down. Every time we gotta, I gotta redo the podcast. It's not dark light. Got us a new mic and a vision, right? Are the beats over? Peace to my moms, man. I love.
Welcome back to Off Our Chest Podcast. Whatever episode this is, we lost track. joined by my two co-hosts, Dave and Steve. How are you guys doing?
What's going on, wonderful, guys?
You guys are in different wonderful areas now.
That's yeah, weird. This is a little weird. It's the yeah same, like,
it's very weird,
but it's off kilter.
It's weird.
Yeah. We're running a trial. We're recording this we on are video, and if this turns out good enough.
I'm picking my nose right now.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah, you got to remember, yeah, we're dude on shit now. You can't be all fingers
about to
touching
start digging for some honey.
anybody want to introduce our guest?
Steve-O, please.
We've had him on before.
Uh-huh.
He was our first official guest where we started
yeah
asking
we started
questions,
the questions
and interviews and stuff.
Yeah.
Right. He's back again. Jeffrey Longstrokes McGee.
Yep.
Longstrokes McGee.
God damn it, McGee. Is Jeffrey Longstrokes LaDala, okay?
McGee.
It's McGee.
Yeah, there's a McGee. There's somewhere there's a McGee in there.
It's a McGee.
But yeah, welcome back.
Jeff LaDala.
Yeah, thank you. Back. Thanks for having me.
Hey,
awesome.
Thanks for being here,
awesome
dude.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's always a pleasure.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not that much of a pleasure.
I mean, it'd be a better pleasure if y'all say the name right.
I mean, like, you know, like low-key, it's a little bit of a hassle to have people on, but it's okay.
Yeah.
I do have to say congratulations, and yeah. I actually finally got to see his stand-up.
Yeah.
How about time?
It was awesome.
Brutal, brutal honestly. Here we go.
Brutally honest.
Oh, okay.
He was the headliner.
Yeah. Mm.
It was actually a dope little show.
It was,
shout out to Saber Pint for holding it. That was a lot of fun.
Yes, yes.
But no, my man went up there and killed it, legitimately. I wrote every joke about 5 minutes before the show started and handed it to him. And I was texting it to him as he was performing as well.
I didn't laugh at your piece. I didn't laugh one time.
Not once.
Not once.
But no, all seriousness, it was great, and he was very funny.
Yeah, I performed all of Dave's jokes with absolute fucking, you know, accuracy. I had no it was right down the line, got all the laughs, took all the credit. It went well.
He even brought up the chip dough's fetish.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
I was like, I remember that.
I like how like the I got the little laugh like when y'all knew where I was going with that. It was like like you know I don't have a lot of sex, so now I'm gonna you know, sorry ladies, but I'm like into weird shit, weird fetishes, chicks with really big noses. I just want him to take like that big fucking Bette Midler fucking Dorito fucking chip nose. It's like an isosceles triangle and just shove it right up my crack.
Obtuse triangle.
No like ass licking, no like penetration. Just, I just want you to just slide that nose in my crack, like up and down, like a credit card, like an EBT card.
Chip,
like, that didn't go through. Slide it up and down a couple times.
But yes, welcome.
I made that work on stage somehow. I made that work.
Anyhow.
I thought it was
fun. But no. What happened was a good friend of mine, Amanda Ramirez, saw me at Shrunken Head and I killed. And she asked me to do the Sabre Pint show, which is every Saturday night at Sabre Pint. Get out there. Get off of Indian Nolan Air. Quit being scared. Go up there and sign up. It's an open mic show. She has a headliner every week. You know, every Saturday does all kind of awesome things, and it's like a corner store / bar, so you can like huge selection of beer, or whatever.
Yeah, they do. You get cigarettes, beer there.
You get some snacks, wine, and like check out like a corner store, but like just hang out in there and like drink your beer or go to the bar. You know, it's cool. Like honestly, like, I was really happy she asked me to do it. Like,
yeah, it was dope, man. There's no cover too, which is nice.
There's a glory hole.
There's a glory hole in the bathroom. Apparently, yeah. I did not witness that, but I did not.
How'd that go? Show.
I built it. The hole's a little small, but
it was perfect for me. Buddy, whatever you say.
It's a good fit, buddy.
How are you guys this week?
I've been good.
I went through a stressful time.
Yeah?
Did you?
Yeah. My wife, who I've been with since I was 16, decided, hey, because I don't think she got the idea from one of you. Because you guys said straightening your beard.
Mm.
Dave. Yeah, you.
I did have my beard.
This is your fault. Day, yeah. This comes back to you now.
Okay, fair enough.
And she was like, I have an idea. So she straightened one side and then was like, oh, let me do the other. So my beard is pretty long. It hung down like here.
Mm-hmm.
So then she was like, let me trim it. So she starts trimming it. And it, from that point on, it was fucked. Royally.
So see, it's not my fault.
It is.
No.
Because it started with your idea, and then it blossomed.
No, because you said okay when she asked if she can trim it. That's your fault.
Yeah, because I was like, yeah, go ahead, because it's not that good. It looks terrible. I look like a homeless person.
Well, now you look great, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
It does look good.
Yeah.
It looks all right.
It's short.
You look more aerodynamic for when you fight.
What'd you do?
Less wind resistance, you know?
That is true.
What'd you do? Go to the barber? They didn't have no line? Hey, man, go ahead and wash it up with a...
No, I do all my own stuff. I don't pay for all that. My stuff's too expensive.
I'm not good enough for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have buzz in my head.
They're like $35. I was like...
Yeah, last time I fucking...
For what? What are you doing?
Y'all saw what happened last time I come on here.
I know, right?
Mm. Yeah. I didn't have a head of hair.
You buzzed. So. You buzzed it.
Yeah.
They gone.
Hey, man, it's a little buzz.
It only took like 2 weeks.
Yeah. A little buzz never hurt nobody, though, man. Every once in a while, a good buzz is good.
Yeah. Summertime buzz, great.
Mm. Ooh, summertime buzz is good.
Summer, that way, when I sweat, it just goes in my eyes.
Going to Miami.
So,
that's two different words.
I know.
You guys said we have new questions?
Yeah, what? We actually...
there's a round two
to
it.
New questions.
Yeah, so if you come on here again,
so if you,
you get a new round.
But it's like a whole thing now. It's like a big...
Yeah,
there's. We gotta explain it.
Yeah,
it's a different take on.
We took an idea, and we ran with it. We're gonna try it out, and if we hate it, we hate it. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's how this works.
I like it already.
But yeah, it's called the Black Mamba Bean.
R.I.P.
It's gonna give. We got 24 questions for you.
Uh huh.
All right, and you have 8 seconds to answer the question.
Each question.
You have to come up with a final answer each time. So we'll ask you a final answer before we stop the timer.
24 questions. I have we're 8 seconds. Doing that. I know. Who's doing the timing
here? I have the timer. He has right a timer. Here.
I have the questions. You have the knowledge.
All right. So, if you cannot come up with an answer, if you just like
or you try skip.
To skip,
you have to do a bamboozle.
If you skip,
or you don't understand, or don't,
or you
hear.
Run out of time.
Okay.
You have
I gotta
to
do a bamboozle
or whatever Dave calls
what
it.
What kind of dinner. White people shit is bamboozle?
It's very white. I will warn you.
Hey, here's these fucking jelly beans that taste like ass crack and fucking earwax.
That would be kind of dope.
I will ass, warn you.
Like toothpaste, one. Dead
tastes
fish,
like gonorrhea.
Yeah, man.
Never mind.
Here's a blue it waffle jelly bean for you.
I just wanted to heed my warning.
Like syphilis.
There is like a few questions I will not repeat.
Ooh. Yes. So you
are
have
you
to pay attention.
Up?
Yes.
What do you
well,
mean?
No, no.
How fast? Well, we're talking about each like question
a...
after I answer
yeah.
it.
I will
correct.
Give, I will
correct.
Give him a heads
so,
up.
Yes.
I'm not repeating.
So you
I
have,
just have to answer right. in 8 okay. seconds and
yes.
I don't have
you,
to eat the fucking diarrhea
yeah.
being.
Right. Right.
But if you answer like some horseshit one, I'm calling you out.
Yeah,
man.
We will call you out on that. And Taylor is definitely the judge of horseshit because he is a detector.
Like if you just say something
it's good he's here because I live my life on horseshit. That's all I say.
The horseshit.
I'm eating a lot of beans.
And if I want to, you have to eat two.
I'll eat. If you want to.
If it's a horseshit answer and we all like look at each other
yeah,
like,
yeah, okay,
trash.
Okay,
all right. Yeah.
All right.
All right, so do you accept these terms, Jeffrey Lidala?
Accept these terms.
Are you a homosexual? Pass!
You do because you're the guest, so you have no choice.
We need your social.
Okay.
Yeah, please give us
your
mother's...
starts with 300.
Give us your mother's name.
You
yeah.
I trust you
starts,
that much.
It starts with 300.
Oh, three, okay.
Okay.
This is Sparta.
Great movie.
Are we ready?
Let's do this shit, man.
Yeah, are we ready?
That's a lot of questions.
Wait,
don't we
got to
open
this.
The beans?
No,
oh,
the beans.
They're open.
Look at all your questions.
Should
here.
We go over what flavors he can
no.
expect before
no.
we do
yeah,
this?
Let's
no.
do a review.
Okay. Yeah, let's do a review.
Okay.
Like so we got...
So these are the flavors you could experience.
You got...
you hit us with the bullshit.
Stink bug or toasted marshmallow.
Hopefully that's toasted marshmallow.
Yeah, because they look the same, but it could be one or the other. So you could get like a good one.
You could get a great jelly bean.
Rotten egg or butter popcorn. That one is number one for me for the trashiest one because
it's
disgusting.
For two reasons for me. One, because butter popcorn is like my favorite jelly bean. Mm. So when I see that jelly bean, I'm like, yes.
And
so
you
bite into that with that excitement. And then rotten egg is probably it's one of the worst.
It hurts.
Sounds delicious so far.
Barf or peach?
Barf.
Yeah, that one tastes acid-y.
If it hits at the right time, it's bad.
Yeah. Booger or juicy pear?
Booger.
Yeah. Stinky socks or Tutti Frutti.
Stinky socks
is weird.
This one's a close number one for me. Dirty dishwater or birthday cake.
Stinky.
That one was disgusting.
See, dishwater I was good with.
Yeah.
The next one's coming.
Toothpaste.
Wait. Dishwater or what?
Dirty dishwater or birthday cake.
Oh, dude.
How was that?
Yeah.
That's dope. How are those two together?
Toothpaste or Berry Blue. Canned dog food or chocolate pudding?
My mama used to
this
let
one,
me eat dog
these
biscuits.
Last two suck.
Canned dog
spoiled
food?
Milk or coconut?
Dude.
Spoiled milk
spoiled
is
milk
fucking
is,
terrible.
That's, that almost
and
made me puke.
Dead fish was bad. And strawberry banana smoothie. So
who the fuck came up with this?
White people. White people did.
What the
yeah.
fuck?
Yeah. So,
why?
Black mama beans.
Black mama beans.
Black mama
first
some
time.
Of, some of these are easy. And you... And after your 8 seconds, there will be time to elaborate on your answer.
Yes. And we will. And those are times that we'll call you out on questions.
Bullshit shenanigans.
Right? So why did you say that? Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So as soon as he's done with the question, the timer starts. Okay.
David.
All right.
Break down my game show with me with an intro. Come on.
Boop boop do Black Mama Beans.
Hi, this is IDFK. Welcome back to the first edition of the Black Mama Beans.
Black Mama Beans.
We have a guest with us, Jeffrey Lidala.
Hey, hi guys.
We'll be asking him a couple. Some of these are really offshoot questions.
Yeah,
but they
get
deep, though.
They
get
deep, if you want them to.
Really quick, really quick.
24
really
questions
really
here.
Quick for you. How long did it take you guys to come up with these?
About an hour, maybe.
Give or take.
That's
yeah.
not bad.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Of stopping and going and going.
Yeah,
going and stopping.
All right. Number one.
We'll go and stop.
Easy.
And nobody.
I'm going to start you off with an easy question.
All right, here we go.
Boxers or briefs?
Boxers.
Mm. Final answer?
Final answer.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I get a final answer.
Yeah, you got to hit a
final
answer.
Final answer,
yeah.
Yeah. So why?
Why briefs?
Boxers, I mean, I got big nuts. I'm not going to be the guy that lies to you and says, oh, my dick's huge. All right? You know? I mean, a lot of people, you know, I've heard a couple complaints. Not a lot of complaints.
A couple complaints.
Fuck, man, I want to be comfortable, all right? My fuck, I got big old fucking stupid balls that swing around.
They need some room.
You need a little bit of room. I'm a big sweaty nuts.
I feel that. Yeah, that's a boxer brief, guys. So.
That's fair.
All right, number two. If you got to pick a shoe brand, what shoe brand are you going with?
Timberland, player, what?
Man, that was quick.
Final answer.
Damn.
Timberland.
Over all shoe brands, Timberland.
I should have said Adidas.
Dude, I mean.
Should I eat a bean?
Nope, you got to go fucking play basketball.
Did you wear Timberlands here today?
Yeah, he did wear Tim's here today, but he's also wearing the Adidas hat. So.
That is true.
I'm conflicted.
Is Timberland your actual favorite?
They're comfortable. They're comfortable, dude.
Or did you just say that out there so you could try to skip this question?
No, I was just trying to sound black on the radio. I do like, it's pretty much them two. I mean, Timberland and Adidas.
Okay.
It's kind of Nikes, of course Nikes, man. Come on, brother.
We're going to let him slide on this.
We're only cool question two.
It's the wintertime, man. Rock your Tim boots.
All right, question number three. This is easy. Easy question here. Hot dogs or burgers?
I'm going to take 8 seconds to answer because I'm going to... Burgers. Cheeseburgers. Bacon cheeseburgers with mayonnaise, ketchup, mustard. What are we doing? You got some lettuce. You got some tomatoes. No, put everything. Yeah.
No, it's just a burger patty on a plate or a hot dog on a plate.
Burgers.
Okay.
You mad about that?
No. I love hot dogs, though. Don't get me wrong.
No, yeah. I love a hot dog, too.
See, that's why I added that question. Because on any given day, that could change.
Right.
There's days where hot dogs...
A hot dog on, like, a baseball game?
Dude, Dirty Frank's hot dog.
Dirty Frank's hot dog.
Oh, dude, Dirty Frank. You didn't say Dirty Frank's. Frank's hot dog or a hamburger.
Hey, man. That's part of hot dog or hamburger. You going to McDonald's? You going to Dirty Frank's? You going to UDF?
We're going to McDonald's?
You going to UDF?
We're going to McDonald's? All right. It's a burger.
Yep.
Check him off for burger. All right, number four. If you could be one of these two people, who are you going to be? The options here are Nick Cannon or Ja Rule.
Oh, my God.
That's actually kind of
I'll go with Nick Cannon, final answer, because the whole Fire Island Ja Rule shit. Ja Rule got his fucking career ended by Eminem, 50 Cent, Busta Rhymes. That sucked. Nick Cannon, I mean, Eminem banged Mariah, but he did Wildin' Out. He did this. He did Drumline, that shitty movie. He fucking, you know, at least Nick Cannon had a better run of it than Ja Rule. I mean, I feel like Ja Rule, okay.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying.
He was a huge star. Holla, anybody get dollar. But 5 years later, here comes Shady Aftermath fucking shitting on him, and nobody fucked with him. And then years later, I mean, he toured this whole time. But years later, the whole fire festival
thing,
rich white people went out there
right.
and just got shit on.
And had nowhere to sleep. And like, I know, like, he wasn't the one that got, like, sued for that.
Right.
But, you know, his name is still like, oh, let's go to this Ja Rule festival.
Yeah.
You're going to fly us out to Turks and Caicos.
No one's heard of Ja Rule since Eminem killed him.
Yeah. 50 Cent literally bought the first 30 rows of his concert. Yeah.
His first name is Jeffrey, too.
That's hilarious.
It makes me sad to be a Jeffrey.
Yeah.
His name is Jeffrey
Adams. Oh, so that means you have to be Ja Rule.
Wow.
I have to be?
If your name is Jeffrey, you have to be Ja Rule.
I feel like I should roast him for all the Jeffreys out there that are real.
You could be Jeffrey Dahmer. He's also Jeffrey.
Yeah, I'll eat his ass.
There you go.
Meet him at a gay club.
What's my motherfucking name?
Murder.
It's murder. All right, next question.
Next question.
Horrible.
What year?
2020.
5 seconds. Final answer, 2020?
Yeah, I don't understand the question. Are you asking what year it is?
Why did you pick
2020?
Yeah, why did you pick the easiest one?
That's the year it is.
Okay.
I didn't understand.
No, that's good.
Next.
Next question.
Next. We don't need information. We're good on that.
Number six. Your favorite SpongeBob character?
Oh, Jesus Christ. I don't fucking
He's not
Spongebob.
Part of the show, so.
5 seconds.
Squidward.
Final answer?
SpongeBob.
Ooh, he changed.
Oh.
8 seconds.
I saw the episode where it was like SpongeBob was trying to get a promotion, and he didn't get it, so he went to like the ice cream parlor, and it was like a metaphor for getting drunk. Yeah, it just resonated with me. Like, he was like eating the ice cream shakes or whatever. He had milkshakes. He drank like four milkshakes and he went into work like hungover and like cussed out his boss. Like, got fired, dude. I was like, yo, man, SpongeBob's a real nigga, man.
Real G.
All right. Next question. Ready? All right. Join a TV family.
That's a good one.
5 seconds.
There's a lot of families on there.
3, 2, 1.
Bean.
That's a bean
boozled. And you still have to. And you still have to answer.
That's still. That's too hard.
Nope. Watch. Pick a TV family. Let's go. Let's go.
Simpsons.
Okay. Next. Bang. Doesn't get to explain it now. Next.
He gets a bean boozled.
I gotta get bean boozled.
Do you want to do it right now or do we?
Yeah, we do it right now.
We're hitting them.
It's instant retribution.
Spin that bitch.
Spin that bitch. It's like fucking.
It's like shoots
Wheel
ladders.
Of Fortune.
Or should we just have save him to the very end and he just do one big bomb of all the...
Nah, fuck you.
That'd be rough.
All right, spin it.
All right. He's hit... What'd he hit on there?
Ooh.
Tutu fruit or stinky socks?
That's a tough one to start out with. What's it look like?
Tutti Frutti or stinky socks?
I don't know if we have that one.
I'm going to do this.
Yeah, we're a little low.
I think we should just pick one and give it to him.
We need a...
You don't even have the beans.
We're a little low on the stash.
That's fair. Yeah, let's just do that. Just what Taylor, you get to choose.
Just choose one and give it to him.
Sure.
You don't get to. This is just go for
it. You guys are horrible people.
Yep. Yeah. Enjoy that while that hits.
You saw that hesitant
first
bite.
Did I pick a good
bite?
One out for you?
What is it?
I think I did.
What is it?
It looked like it could have been butter popcorn.
It looked like it could have been, but it also could be rotten egg.
It's definitely not rotten egg. He'd be reacting differently. It's probably butter popcorn. I hooked him up. See? It's not all bad.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
Pretty good, man.
All right.
What was it?
What was it?
Butter popcorn.
You can't tell what that flavor is? Is it fruity? Is it? What is it?
What could it be popcorn?
Miss Mayo Bread.
I guess it's the butter popcorn. Is it supposed to be nasty? It's just delicious.
No, butter popcorn is good.
That was the good option.
It's the alternate option. That
what's the alternate?
Rotten egg.
Rotten egg.
Yeah, rotten egg. Which is
it's definitely not that because you would have
gagged. The worst.
Yeah.
One of.
All right, see? Look.
Boom. Next. Easy.
All right, number 8.
Simpsons is a shitty answer to that.
Yeah, that was true. You should get 2 for
yeah,
that.
You don't get anything else. So. All right, number 8. Favorite part of the human face?
The nose.
That was easy. That was like a
the way he just looked at me with the most clarity in the world, the nose.
You gotta have...
See, I'm weird.
I have a shapely nose.
I'm an eyebrow. Like, if I'm looking at like a woman or something, and she has like shapely eyebrows, I'm like, I fucks with that shit.
Yeah.
You know, like if she takes care of her eyebrows.
That means some guys go to the strip club. Steve-O goes to the spa.
Nah, but you know what I'm saying.
You just get those eyebrows, though, girl. Let me see your eyebrows.
Ooh.
That means she takes care of herself.
Yeah.
I'm like, girl.
You're like, let me see what else you're.
Let me see your nipples. Your regular ass nipples, girl.
Let me see your regular hairy ass eyebrows. All right.
He got nose. That's all right. Number 9.
Crack stuffer.
What was the best thing before sliced bread?
Betty White.
Final answer?
Final answer. She was born before sliced bread was invented.
That is actually a fact.
That is.
Born,
okay. He's dropped knowledge on you.
She was that's born fair. In 1928. Sliced bread. No, she was born in 1925. Sliced bread is invented in like 1928.
That's crazy.
She was.
That's crazy.
Betty White is the best thing since sliced bread.
Boom.
That was a good answer.
All right, number 10.
Eat a dick.
Eat a dick.
All of you collectively.
Number 10. Do you double dip?
It depends. I'm
Five.
No.
3.
You said it depends. 2.
Final answer.
1.
I do.
Final answer?
Yep.
I do.
Oh. Okay, explain why you
did. Explain how you double dip.
Because I believe, double dip,
too.
Yeah. If nobody sees me double dip, it's fine, right?
Like a community dip? Are you double dipping?
So I'm
There's a community dip?
Yeah, like say
if it's all of us.
No. Not like I bring out a bag of chips and I have a thing of dip.
Yeah.
You're chips and dip. You don't double dip in that.
You can, though.
Or do you?
You can.
I double dip.
I double dip, too.
Absolutely.
We all friends here.
Yo, but this is what I do. If I have the opportunity to double dip.
Yeah.
Because I take pretty large bites, so I have the body I have.
Facts.
Yeah.
But you bite the end that you dip, and then you turn it over, and then you bite the clean.
That's not double dipping, though.
It is, though, because you're using the same piece twice. It's double dip.
Nah, man. Double dip is when you dip it in there, bite it, and then you just dip it back in there.
See, I don't do
you
that.
Don't turn unless it around.
Unless it's for me.
If you turn it around, you're not double dipping.
You are, though. Because it's the same
piece. No, it doesn't mean that piece hasn't been bit.
If I bite a nugget on one side and then I take a bite on the other side, it's still two bites, my guy.
So I'm double dipping even when I think I'm not double
yeah,
dipping?
Yeah,
facts.
Okay. All right.
So we just blew your mind, so you're welcome.
Yeah. Next.
Number 10, number 11, we're something like that.
Tonight, one of those.
Who has it easier, men or women?
Mm. Mm.
5 seconds.
Careful.
Three.
He's
uncomfortable. Women had it easier.
Whoa.
Women.
Final answer.
Emily gave you a side glance.
Women.
All right. Elaborate.
Let's hear it. Why do you think women have it easier?
That's such a fucking level question. I mean. All right.
Our 36% audience right now is pissed.
My man is nervous.
They're all women?
36% of them are.
Well, they're shout probably just laying around doing nothing.
Wow.
Wow, I'm kidding.
Wow.
All right, look.
Wow.
I mean, come on.
Go to his social media.
Come on.
614BHS.
Watch.
Social media is
the man. I mean, traditionally, if we're thinking about a traditional goddamn household, that man gets in there, he makes all the money, he has the job. You just stay home, you cook, clean, do the dishes, and make a sandwich. That's awful.
That's fair.
I don't even feel right saying that.
All right, next.
Next question.
No, oh, you're just gonna skip.
Next question.
Yep. Wow,
you got to explain yourself as
I'm
best
get
you
beat
can.
Up
buddy.
Like a
all right,
so now we have outside. The best picture of him so far.
That's number 12.
Oh my god.
That's
not good. Definitely not good.
What's the fastest speed you've ever driven?
115 miles per hour.
115, huh?
That's right. Floating down 70 East, trying to sell some weed. What's up? Problem?
No.
Got shit to do. Got a podcast to do. Got shit to do.
What a ball.
Hurry up.
Nice.
All right. We have made it to the halfway mark.
Yeah.
Yes.
Halfway.
You're halfway through, all right, buddy. Number 13. Would you rather eat stale Sour Patch Kids or fresh Circus Peanuts?
5 seconds. Three.
Fresh
two,
circus peanuts.
What?
I'm going to eat a fucking jelly roll. What is this? The bean breakers?
Are you going to eat a bean?
Oh, you'd like to eat a bean?
I'd rather eat a bean. Can I eat a bean?
Yeah,
I feel like the other one was supposed to be the gross one, but it tasted kind of good to me.
Well, I mean, they're all, like I said, they
let's
all
let's go.
They
just
all vary.
Give a bean.
Yeah, they all vary. Boom.
What is this?
I don't know what that
was.
What
was this red shit?
I don't know.
It's
coronavirus.
Like PMS blood.
Yeah.
Ooh.
You can't spit it out.
How's that one hitting? Boom.
Tastes like peach.
Oh, see,
yep.
He got
damn,
another good
man.
One.
That's
I'm
he's
two for two.
He's going to have a big dick about this.
Yeah,
now.
Moving on. Here.
So this is even
I feel like all of those jelly beans are good. Like, we'll just eat all of them.
We'll see.
Number 14.
14?
Have you ever slapped someone?
Have I? Of course. I'm Jeff Ladala. I slapped two niggas on the way here.
That's
I'll slap one of y'all. Y'all keep fucking with me.
Keep fucking with me.
I was raised on slap the motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Front hand, back hand. Oh, of course I'll slap some people. Slap them, punch them, stab them, shoot them, whatever. Whatever we got to do. Slap you. I'm a lover, not a fighter.
But slap, you'll slap.
I'll slap the fuck out of you, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Slap you right in your shit.
Hey, I have a saying.
Of course.
I have a saying. You don't know what my saying is?
These kids ain't been slapped enough.
Nah.
All right.
Well, get knocked out never hurt nobody.
a little knockout never hurt nobody.
You sure it doesn't hurt the person getting knocked out?
No, man. A little
didn't hurt him.
So, number 15.
Hold on. Give me 2 seconds here.
Why?
He's eating something.
Okay, number 15.
You eating a jelly bean?
Playing off the last question here, have you ever been slapped?
Yes, I have. And I'll never forgive him. That was one of the most intense stares I've ever seen in my life. Oh, I'm so glad it wasn't like directed at me.
Number 16. Have you ever tasted soap?
Yes.
What kind of soap?
Usually I do like a nice like bar from like Bath and Body Works, but you know, sometimes like I go to Kroger and buy their little ghetto shit.
The pst.
You know, I wanted to say like, yeah, my mom's rubbed that shit in my mouth every night because I was cussing.
Nah, you wasn't cussing.
Nah.
I don't know. Yeah, I've tasted soap.
Yeah?
I've tasted. Pretty good. It's good.
Pretty good.
It's not as good as the jelly beans, but it's all right.
All right. Number 17. Would you rather have Jay Leno's chin or Steve Buscemi's eyes?
Oh, God damn it. You can't pass.
Three. Two. One. That's a bean, my guy. All right. Now you have to answer right now. Jay Leno's chin or Steve Buscemi's eyes. Go.
They're both nope, so bad.
No, come on.
All right. Say fuck. One. I guess I'll go with Leno's chin.
Leno's chin.
Just because of how much...
What the most evil.
How much, you know... How much fear that
someone else picking. I've gotten all the good ones. He's had it easy so far. And the blue ones are the toothpaste.
I'll go with Leno's chin because of how much fear that instills.
It does instill a lot of fear.
Boom.
What is this? Another? Another?
Oh.
It's not that bad, though.
What is it?
I don't know. I feel like it's supposed to taste like something
that's
gross.
Something bad. Yeah, that's like something.
But I, you know, whatever.
Is it dead fish?
It might be fish.
Yeah.
It smells like dead fish.
I could, yeah.
It tastes like tuna?
It tastes like tuna.
Still
it
good, like though. Tuna.
Yeah, it's not terrible.
I feel like I've had some bad ones, but...
That's a strong one.
I think they taste good.
That's fair. He might just be a freak, who knows.
Yeah.
But he's
all right. That's fish.
So, Jay Leno's chin. All right, this one I'm not repeating, okay? 15 minus 8 plus 6 minus 2 squared equals what?
5 seconds, Jeff. Three, two,
I can't
one.
Even remember. That's bullshit. That's fucking bullshit.
So if he doesn't say any answer, can you do two?
Yeah, we can definitely make him do two. If it's yeah. No answer.
Bada bing. No answer.
I don't even have the answer.
No. He's put a question. That wasn't the answer. Death, we'll be like,
that's
sure,
one of them.
Why not?
It's another dead fish or something that's actually secretly good.
Maybe.
Thanks, guys. I was welcome. A little hungry. I'm supposed to.
Oh, I'm just trying to see what the reaction is, my guy.
What's that taste like?
Was that fishy?
No, the last one was fishy.
That one was a good one?
No.
No? Give him an orange.
Is it vomit?
That was barf.
Vomit?
That was barf, my guy.
Is that what that is?
That's barf.
I'm used to tasting that.
What about one of those green, these yellow ones? Like the white yellow.
Like this?
Yeah.
Of course this is like a white people thing. It's not even like that gross.
I just really enjoy watching you pop jelly beans in your mouth.
It turns me on a little bit.
You have a sexy chew, my guy. I don't know if you've been told that before or not, but you have a very sexy chew.
Thanks,
the way your mustache just dances across your lips as you chew. It actually almost looks like it connects when you chew fast enough.
That's why I chew so fast.
Sorry, that was a dickhead.
Was that butter popcorn?
Cute. No, that was rotten milk, wasn't it?
I don't know. And I can't. I'm supposed to like place the. I don't know.
Yeah.
Did he do two?
Boom. I bet that black one's the worst.
Right. And honestly. The flavors may not be as potent because those are kind of old.
Yeah, they're
not exactly fresh.
Yeah, they're like 2 or 3.
Years. I get how like I'm supposed to bite into it and be like, ew, but.
So what?
It's like 2 or 3 years old, so I mean, they're probably rotten by now. So.
What is your answer to the previous question?
Yeah.
15 minus 8 plus 6 plus 2 squared.
Oh, yeah, you have a twofer and then there's another fucking 8 seconds. Fuck you. 7.
Okay. Fair enough. Next.
Number 19. What? Is your middle name?
It's a trash question. How does that take 8 seconds?
What if I have two? Robert.
You got
Malenia.
Three. There you go.
Jeffrey Robert Malenia.
Jeffrey Robert Malenia.
Malenia.
Ladala.
Interesting.
I'm a Bobby Malenia.
Bobby
I'm a Bobby Millennial.
Bobby.
That's dope though.
No, Malenia cool. Swahili. Like all right, y'all fuck off.
No, I'm like being dead serious. That's sick. I like that.
Nah, yeah, I named myself.
Fuck that
that's
shit,
dope, bro. No props to your parents.
Wow, bro. Yeah.
Whack. All right. Number 20. worse. Number 20. Theft or murder?
Murder.
Final answer?
That was quick.
Yep.
Damn.
All right.
Boom.
Why is that?
It's a real man's crime.
Fair enough.
True. All right, number 21.
That's fair.
Boom. Bro.
What?
You ready for this? What is wind?
Mm.
5 seconds.
Whoa.
Three.
Whoa.
Two.
One. Two.
What was the answer to that?
Give me an answer, my guy. Give me an answer.
Wind is the gravitational pull of the planet versus the universe. Okay. Mm. When you have a mass that's floating through space at 80,000 kilowatts per second.
Kilowatts.
And then you have another mass that's floating. I don't know. I'm not. What do I look like? Stephen Hawking?
Hook him up with a bean. Gonna have another bean.
Yeah. Mm. Another great tasting one. What was the blue ones?
What is this?
Those are toothpaste.
Dolphin dicks? What is this?
That's like chocolate pudding.
It's either canned dog food or chocolate pudding.
My mama used to let me eat dog food. I'm definitely dog food.
Mm. See, that one hit him a little bit.
That one
touched him.
Yeah.
That smells like dog food.
Yeah, it does.
It doesn't taste that bad.
No, it's not. No, I used to eat dog food.
It hits you, though.
I did too.
It's still a jelly bean.
Did you ever eat dog food?
Nah, man.
I definitely did. I've tried it.
It's actually not.
I've never like had it for like a meal, but like I've had like little.
Oh, dude, I used to have a thing when I was a kid. I would actually eat dog food.
Like hardcore?
Oh, dude, yeah.
I don't remember. That's good.
There would be days where I would eat dog food in a row.
Interesting.
That's crazy.
Like I would have a handful and just snack on it.
Yeah, that's definitely dog food.
Yeah.
It smells like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
When I was a little boy, my mom seven cans of shit.
Number 22. Taylor Swift is...
sexy.
Mm.
Final answer?
No.
Mm.
4 seconds.
Taylor Swift is white.
Oh.
That's also a fact.
That's a fact.
Fact.
We're down to the nitty gritty here. Two questions
left. And I have a bonus question.
And it's a bonus question.
Thank God. Just jelly bean smells
awful. Number 23. TRA.
TRA?
Mm-hmm. TRA.
TRA.
5 seconds left. Three.
Traffic.
Two.
Redneck altercations. What's TRA?
That's a jelly bean.
T-R-A?
That's definitely a jelly bean.
Yeah.
Tits or ass, my guy.
TRA.
TRA.
I've never fucking heard that. You guys still on AOL Instant Messenger?
Give another dog food.
I'm supposed to know what that is?
Yeah,
TRA, no, man.
I'm gonna give him a break.
Oh.
Right. Give him a break.
Yeah, because he's had it so rough.
Yeah, that one's actually a nice one, if it is the bad one.
Either one.
Yeah, it's either toothpaste or berry.
These have all been delicious.
Delicious?
Thanks for feeding me dinner. I was really hungry when I got it.
You want some Meow Mix?
Hey, don't we have Vegemite?
You have any dog food back there?
We have Vegemite.
We do have Vegemite.
We can
this
amp
is
it up.
Good. What's the good flavor?
Berry blue.
Yeah.
Yeah, those ones are good.
All right.
We have Vegemite.
Number 24.
We can do that.
The bonus question is Vegemite.
Yeah.
Number 24, finally, is simple. Dawn or dusk?
5 seconds. Three.
I'm going to go with dusk.
One.
Final answer, because it's kind of like where it's all winding down, you know. The day is over. You went through your trials and tribulations of the day. You went through your ups and downs. The sun has set. You know, the day is over. And it's time for a new day.
I like that.
That was great. That was kind of sucky, but it was good.
That was kind of sucky.
It's kind of hacky.
So, all bonus right. question.
Bonus question.
Eight, if you do this in 8 seconds, I'll be impressed. Ready?
Yeah.
This is for Vegemite or apple cider vinegar.
Whichever or both. One.
Or both. Actually, we'll do both. Because you had it easy. Name 5 Kid Rock songs.
Ba with the ba.
Everybody gets that one.
4, 3,
boom!
One.
There is no way. There's no way.
Wow.
He said ba with the ba.
Is that even the name of that song?
Yeah.
That is.
Yeah.
That was absolutely accurate.
Ba with the ba. Cowboy picture.
Hey. We gotta do these questions to other people.
Oh,
well, the bonus can be question. Answers. The bonus question can be any question.
Wanna be a cowboy?
That's a good question. I don't even know if I could do that.
Nah, it's cool, nah, man. Give my
with his Vegemite and his apple cider vinegar shot.
Mm.
Yeah, hey, what about the songs with Joey C though, man?
Mm, those were good.
Yeah, I was a kid. I can't fucking think of the song names, obviously. But
yeah. Especially in 8 seconds.
Yeah.
I knew.
There was no way.
Yeah, I knew there was. I was like, unless he's like a hardcore Kid Rock fan. I was like, there's no way.
On the spot, I don't think I'd be able to.
No. 8 seconds? Yeah. If you gave me 30, I might be able to come up with a couple.
I really like that album, too. The Detroit
Cocky?
One with the middle finger. Cocky. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That album was dope as fuck.
Have you ever had either of these? Vegemite or apple cider vinegar?
They're not jelly beans. They're actually.
Have you ever tasted them or had them in your mouth?
No, what are you guys trying to make me throw up everywhere? What are you guys doing?
I mean, low key, kind of.
Just because the fucking little white boy jelly beans didn't work. Y'all try digging up what? Like roast juice?
There is a black guy on the front.
Some apple cider, some vinegar?
Yeah.
They're like, there's no way he just thinks everything tastes good.
I mean,
it's going to remind me of salt and vinegar chips. I'm saying, yeah, it's pretty good.
Low key, no, it doesn't.
I don't want you to put a whole ass glass, bro. I thought I was gonna get the
because it was their punishment.
Oh, that was for that.
That was for the. This is for the bonus question. You missed.
The impossible. Can you answer that question?
That is a lot of lies.
No, I don't like Kid Rock. So
can you answer? Who can answer that question? Can Kid Rock answer that?
What's really Kid cool about being the host of the show is I don't really have to do anything. So.
It's always a plus.
Yeah. We've all done this.
We have.
Yeah, I did take a shot of that. But
It's not.
Man. What kind of white people shit is this?
It's
now?
Very
what am
white.
I doing?
So this is Vegemite.
It's from Australia.
You're not allergic to
yeast.
Made
me a Vegemite sandwich. Well, how come isn't it a sandwich? Like in Lamb Down. Because
that's what they do in Australia.
They put
a little bit of Vegemite on their toast.
We're American.
It's not bad, actually.
We eat it with spoons.
I think it's good.
Bullshit.
I swear to God.
He actually did like it.
It's aggressive, but I thought it was good.
I got it for a punishment. He actually liked it. He didn't think it was that bad either.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
What's the spoon for?
It's pure yeast.
So you can put it in your mouth and eat it?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
It's a paste.
No, this is something different than
that. Yeah, this is
that's apple cider vinegar.
Apple cider vinegar.
So you
what
can
the
either.
What is this?
That's Vegemite.
It's pure yeast.
Put that on your tongue and just
eat that
shit. Don't
they make, like, beer out of that?
Yeah.
That and, like, gonorrhea and stuff.
They eat this in Australia.
Gonorrhea?
It's a delicacy. It's a delicacy.
This is pure gonorrhea.
Yeah, 100%
yeah.
gonorrhea.
Look at the color, doesn't it?
Delicacy and where?
Australia.
It's Australia,
man. You're going to have to just do it, bro.
Yeah, just right in your mouth.
It's going to be fucking awful.
It's going to be terrible.
It's really not bad.
That one's not bad.
That's
you want to start out
bad.
With this one?
That's better than that.
Yeah, I think so. But I'm not a huge
fan
of
what the fuck is going on?
You missed the bonus question. If you would have got the easy question, the layup I gave you, would have got it.
Yeah.
The layup I gave
whatever.
You should listen to more Kid Rock.
Yeah. But you start studying Kid Rock.
This is what
now.
I get for not listening to Kid
Rock.
Yeah,
man.
This is your punishment.
Man, all my homies
want to be a cowboy.
Be shaking their head right now.
Don't eat that shit, brother. Come on.
Boom. Boom. Doesn't that taste good? There it is. See? It's not that bad.
Yeah, see? It's really not that bad.
It's a little salty.
It's kind of like soy sauce.
Yeah.
Do you guys have anything disgusting?
See? He thought.
This is delicious.
Try the vinegar.
It's like Worcestershire.
Try the vinegar.
Like, what are we doing? Fucking paint
Damn,
what'd
you
eggs?
Give him? Like a sip?
Yeah.
What happened to the shot glass?
It tastes like fucking Worcestershire.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Could have gave him a little more.
That actually isn't that bad.
That's like a little.
What the fuck? Why am I drinking vinegar now?
Because you missed the question. Welcome to Off Our Chest Podcast. How may I help you?
I just want to know what the fuck this has to do with anything.
You gotta listen to more Kid Rock, man.
Yeah.
Alright, like you just get like a guest on your show and be like, what is the meaning to life? Oh, didn't get it! Fucking drink some toilet
Play
water.
Play Russian roulette!
Alright, I'm gonna do it.
Do it.
I trust you guys.
This is the last
it's
thing.
It's really not that.
I don't want
all
to do
three,
this.
All three of us have done
it. I promise you it's not that.
I don't want to do this, but I trust you guys.
That's fine.
I wouldn't be comfortable making you do it if I thought it was terrible.
And
you said you like salt and vinegar chips.
Yeah. I
love salt and vinegar.
Then you might like that.
Yeah,
I'm not a fan of salt and vinegar.
It does. Reminds me of fucking smell so bad.
Yeah, don't smell
it. It's so pungent.
Smelling it doesn't help.
Yeah, smelling it does not do it justice.
You
just
want to cover some Easter
eggs. Just down the hatch.
Yeah, down the hatch.
This makes me want to pretend I'm a good uncle and, like, color some Easter eggs or something.
Oh. Down the hatch.
You got me.
There it is.
Mm. You know, to make you smack your mama.
See? Salt and vinegar.
It's not that bad. It's not that bad.
He did.
It's
he
rough, but it's not the worst.
It hits a little hard.
Yeah, it hits hard.
That's good. That shit's good. See? It's the aftertaste.
It's all right.
The Vegemite's better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Vegemite's far better.
Is that the first? Is that the first nasty thing we gave you tonight?
That one.
Yeah,
that one
jelly
qualified.
Beans were fucking delicious.
There's more if you would like some more jelly beans.
Yeah, by all means, grab a handful.
I'm all right.
No, no, grab some.
I mean, they weren't that bad. They weren't good.
Do you want something legitimate? Like, do you want like a Luden or like?
You guys got like a turd I can eat or?
No.
How about I just lay down?
We've got some
piss
cinnamon
in my mouth.
Would you? Ludens, we have some.
Well, you got more gross shit.
Would you like cinnamon and crackers?
Just hard candies.
Cinnamon, is that
he's
a
not,
thing?
What, no, he can't eat anything. He's on a podcast.
I know.
What are we doing?
I just ate goddamn.
Shit. Okay.
Toilet paper.
That was for punishment. We don't have to hear all that shit in the mic.
Yeah.
What the fuck is this?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Ludens. Y'all got any more Vegemite, or what's the deal here? You guys just fucking holding out? Or?
We're there. Actually there's a whole tube of it.
Let's roll a blunt of that shit.
We're actually the biggest dealers of Vegemite in Columbus.
Yeah.
In the greater Columbus
we got
area.
All your Vegemite
same
needs.
Word to your fucking finger put.
You know where you can find that Vegemite?
Middle Six Market.
Yeah, you can.
Right. You know where you...
You know where...
What
you know
a
what?
Segue.
You know what I found at Middle Six Market this
what?
Past weekend?
That, tell me the deals.
Hit okay.
me with a deal.
2.5 cantaloupes.
Okay.
$7.
No.
Wow.
2.5 cantaloupes, $7. Hey,
wow.
Get this.
Impossible.
Wonder Bread, $1.99.
What?
What the fuck?
Loaf.
Three-fourths loaf.
And loaf. And they had 98 cents gallon of milk.
Wow.
Mm.
98 cents is a steal.
That it is.
So.
It's only incredible, though.
Get
incredible
down to Middle Chicks Market, you know.
Two-day expiration date.
Oh, yeah.
You got to drink it quick.
And it's only skim milk.
Yeah,
and it's
it
fresh.
Tomorrow.
It's fresh from the skim cows.
Yeah.
The skinny cows. It's good.
Yeah.
It's from the skinny cows.
Yeah. Skim cows.
They got some black cows there. You get some chocolate milk.
Yep.
Yeah, you're good. Drink some Vegemite.
Darko doesn't, he doesn't discriminate.
Discriminate?
We'll try it again.
That's what a stroke looks like, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. I smell toast.
I love toast.
Toast
is so good.
Have you ever put cream cheese on toast?
Have you ever put Vegemite on toast?
No.
Yeah.
Nope. I'm considering it.
Butter toast with Vegemite?
Yeah, dude.
Have you ever had...
The song says a Vegemite sandwich.
Uh-huh.
Is that what they do?
And yeah. What's that fish egg stuff?
Fish egg stuff?
Yeah.
Caviar?
Have you ever had caviar?
I've had caviar.
That shit's good.
I have not.
Dude, it's delicious.
It's whack.
Nah, it's not whack. It's like salt.
It's expensive.
I don't like any fish objects.
You don't like any fish?
But it don't taste like fish. It tastes like salt.
It could taste like chocolate. Don't like it.
You don't like fried shrimp?
I don't like anything that is
dude,
a
right?
fish.
It's crazy to me, too.
Fried fish is good, dude.
Yeah. Fried anything.
Fried.
I'm willing to bet that anything
guess what
fried
I had today.
Is edible.
Guess what I had today, guys?
What you had today?
Long John Silver's.
Mm. No fucking way.
Oh, that,
dude, I got off work and just went to Long John Silver's. Got
couple
three
hush puppies.
An L8.
Hush puppies?
An L8, which was an L3. Or three fish. Dude, I'm so excited.
What is an L8,
so
my guy?
It's a three fish meal.
Ooh. Hell yeah.
You know you got some hush puppies.
Mm.
If you go to Long John Silver's and you're
not
hush puppies,
dude, the best part of the meal for Long John Silver's is the hush puppies and then those little crispy things they put in the fucking the bottom of the like under the fish.
Yes.
He's like, I hate all of it.
I was like,
he's
nope.
like, I don't like, I'm good.
I'd rather go to like Popeyes or something.
Ooh. Yeah, let's do
dude,
that.
Dude, I still
yeah.
need to go to Popeyes and get this chicken.
I have not had.
I might do that. I might do that.
I had one last.
I don't want to get stabbed.
Yeah,
so.
Last week.
First time.
Yeah.
How was
fair.
It? Was
it was fire?
It was pretty funny.
What comes on
get
it?
Stabbed.
Just chicken. There's sauce they put on it and like lettuce, I think.
Mm. They put sauce
have you
on
had
it?
The Popeye's
yeah,
chicken
some
sandwich?
Yeah, some type of sauce is on
nah,
it.
Nah, man,
spicy.
I don't want to get stabbed.
They have the like the OG chicken sandwich, and then they got spicy chicken sandwich.
Mm. Spicy chicken is what
ooh,
spicy.
Yeah.
Ooh,
that's
spicy
what
from
saying.
Popeyes
would
be good.
Dude.
I'm not hood enough. I haven't ate
it's
it yet.
So crunchy.
Man, I haven't ooh. Had Popeyes in general, man. They're extra crispy, spicy chicken.
Their chicken's good as fool.
You're off tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
We're all off tomorrow.
That might happen.
Well, us three are off tomorrow. Don't hit me up.
I ain't hitting shit up.
Don't
wanna,
hit me up.
I don't want to hear shit.
Don't
eat it. Hit me up when the podcast is out, all
right? Don't hit me up.
Other than that,
Not talking.
Don't talk to me at work.
Oh, I don't even look at you at work. Say, I don't even look at you.
Don't say anything.
I walk by, you look the other way, damn it.
David, I hate when I...
David, I really want to fucking knock you out right
please
now.
Please do. I wish you would. Just I wish you
give
would.
Give it like the old college try.
Just go ahead and go
can
for
I just
it,
slap man. The fuck out of him?
Please. Yeah.
Don't do it.
Come on.
The worst mistake you ever made in your life. You know who that is?
Who?
That's a pretty pure big bouncer to know.
He's got a big dick.
Yeah, it's huge. I sucked
it. Oh, okay. Okay, guys.
Wow.
Okay. Jeff, I told you we weren't supposed to talk about that. Okay.
That escalated.
They're going to find out.
I sucked it.
I sucked it. I seen
he
it.
He said it so like so proudly.
I stroked the shaft. I dangled the balls. I did it all.
Swallowed the gravy.
Need my jelly beans.
He doesn't like it. He doesn't like seafood, and he doesn't like the David dick sucking.
Oh, I'm used
he's
to
just
that.
Jealous because it wasn't him sucking my dick.
Yeah.
You so smell like apple gas. Cider vinegar.
Yeah, he does.
Dude, my breath stinks.
with like a side of fish ass.
My breath is hot.
Every time he breathes, he smells like dog food and fucking...
apple cider vinegar.
Apple cider vinegar.
Mm.
Y'all got me up in here drinking a goddamn witch's concoction. Just because you're little jelly beans.
Hey, man. Whack.
Hey, speaking of, hold on. You said witches. That's what made me... You like horror movies, right?
Ooh, love this em. Is good.
Dude, oh, was... we saw the movie The Witch. Phenomenal. I thought it was really, really good.
Great movie.
I haven't seen it.
I don't know if it's really scary as much as it's suspenseful, but man, it was really
for like
good.
45 straight minutes, good. You're on the edge of your seat like,
dude,
what's going to happen next?
Mm.
Something's like, going to scare me, and it never really gets
yeah,
to that
there's,
point.
Yeah, there's not a ton of jump scares.
But there's always this threat of
yeah,
one.
And you know it's coming.
Hmm. It's new fun, good though. Horror movies are hard to come by.
Exactly. That's why
George
I was so Hill, impressed by
George
it.
George Hill did really good with
oh, dude, Get Out, and Us. Us was creepy too.
I haven't seen Us.
I thought Get Out was better, but Us was.
Did
Get
you
out.
See?
Get Out was better.
Did you see Jordan Peele as making Candyman?
Yeah.
Did you
yeah.
see that?
He's like an executive producer. He's not.
Oh, he's not actually. He's not directing it.
No. It's some other person directing it.
Oh,
still looks creepy.
You Candyman poser. But the fucking...
Candyman's dope.
The trailer's out, and it looks fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I've actually never seen Candyman.
Me neither.
God damn it.
I know.
You guys would probably really like it.
Popeyes
you know,
and Candyman.
You haven't seen a lot of movies.
I know.
Like,
I just saw Boys in the Hood today for the first time.
You saw Boys in the Hood
how,
for the first
how,
time
how do you, how do you think?
Did
what
you
do
cry
think?
When
Ricky died?
Nah,
when Ricky
that.
Got shot?
Spoiler alert.
When Ricky got smoked.
I knew it was coming, dude. As
like
soon as I saw him practicing football, I was like, oh, he did.
His survivor instinct... trash.
Yeah.
Just like, hey, let's split up. What? Are we, why?
Split why? Up for what?
Yeah.
So they can
and oh, hey,
off.
Let me pee really quick.
Yeah. That
we're
was...
getting chased.
let me run directly
the
straight
weasel,
down
man.
An alley where yeah. I can like cut to the left
he has
or the
a,
right
he has a sawed-off
and,
shotgun.
And not get shot with a fucking close range shotgun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, we don't fuck
just
with.
Just duck into the fucking alley for fuck's sake.
Don't right? fuck with Baby
go to the
Boy.
Side. Fuck with who?
Baby Boy.
With Tyrese?
I fucking love Baby Boy.
Baby Boy is a good ass movie.
Is that Tyrese?
Yeah.
Never seen it.
Sweet yeah. Pea.
And, Vin Rhymes.
Vin Rhymes.
Yep.
It's all about guns and butter. Little dumb motherfuckers.
Dude, great movie.
Sweet
you need to watch Baby Boy, bro.
What's his name? Dude's brother. Fuck. Omar Gooding. Keep it
yes.
Keep
oh,
it
yeah.
Brother.
Yeah, yeah.
Sweet Pea and Baby Boy. Like was like a, just like the neighborhood thug. He's like Jeff Dollar. He's like, man, we got jump. He was like, y'all got jump. It's like buy some little niggas. And then they came like got the dudes that jumped him. It's like a bunch of little kids. And the one dude like wasn't scared to get hit. He's like, oh, you got heart, huh? You ain't no little buster like you little punk ass homeboy. It's like, shut the hell up, Omar Gooding. Yo, bro. Oh, his favorite line. It's like he's like, yo, man, got me out here. Ducking and dodging, asking my girl Ma for money. Then he like looks off into like the sunset, like shit is eating me alive. Like he just has like an introspective look off into the sunset moment. Shit is eating me alive.
Good movie though.
Yeah,
I've never seen it.
You know what
it.
We have not watched?
What?
Snowpiercer.
Yeah, we've not watched Snowpiercer.
Have you ever seen that. Friday?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Come on.
Okay.
Come on.
I was gonna say.
Come on.
Okay. Relax.
Come on.
There's a lot of
come
movies.
On.
You've never seen Scarface.
I watched most of it.
When?
You didn't see the end.
You watched it a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
How was it?
Did you see the end of it?
Did it hold up well?
I didn't get to watch all of it. No, I passed
okay,
out before
well,
it was done. But it was good. I mean,
it's a long movie.
It would never ever happen again.
No.
Brian De Palma.
Him actually, playing the way a they Hispanic remake character. Everything,
I wouldn't be surprised.
No, I'm saying having an Al Pacino play
his accent though.
Cuban, solid. Yeah,
yeah.
Cuban refugee.
There were a couple times worse. Where I was like,
"All I got in this world is my boss and my wife, and I don't break up for nobody." That movie is like the black man's like. That was like the fucking urban black man's dream was Scarface. You know what I mean? Like we envision that.
That's a lifestyle.
Yeah, I get to the top of the drug dealing world. I know Sosa. I fucking got the bricks. I got the bitches. Got the mansions, you know. It's a classic tale of, you know, greed and deceit. Pretty much.
Yeah.
Greedy motherfucker.
What'd you watch last night?
Forrest Gump.
Ooh, good movie.
Yeah. I hadn't actually seen that movie like full for like 10 years.
And I ran.
I always forget about how actually sad it is.
And I kept running.
So sad. I like,
every person he cared about dies.
I want to watch Forrest Gump. And then it's like, Forrest Gump's a masterpiece. It really is.
And
like,
I kept running.
His mom dies. Bubba dies. Jenny dies. I'm like, damn, bro.
Jenny's a whore.
She was,
Jenny was a bitch.
Jenny's a bitch.
She's like, "Oh, I love you."
8675309
Now he chased you your whole life. Now you're dying, and you love him.
He waited his whole damn life to catch
that. Didn't she show back up with like fucking AIDS or something and a kid? And he's like, "Oh, I'm dying."
She's like, "Oh, by the way, this is your kid."
That was when the tears first start rolling.
Yeah. Guess what? You got it too, because I'm a whore.
Jenny, is he small? Or is he like me? It was like, he knew the whole time he knew. Like, oh my God.
It's a great movie.
I love the Tropic Thunder fucking thing.
Tropic Thunder is good.
That one's, yeah.
That's such a good movie.
Jack Black in that movie? Hysterical.
That's what I was referencing earlier with Robert De Niro. Dick sucking.
Yeah, when he's tied up to a tree.
Yeah.
He's like, jelly beans. Look retarded. Act retarded. I mean, he won that ping pong tournament and macked the pants off that Jenny girl. That ain't retarded.
Everybody knows it. You go full retard. I'm the dude dressed as the dude disguised as the other dude.
Tend to be the other dude. I don't drop character until I've done the DVD commentary.
What a great character for a movie.
Never going to happen again.
Never.
That was like right on the cusp of like...
It's too racist.
Like PC just started. Nobody else. Came out. They're like, ooh.
Yeah, like when that came out, people were like...
Mm. It's so dope Robert De Niro did that, though. Nobody else is going to
play. Wait, who?
Robert De Niro.
Robert De Niro.
Robert Downey Jr.
There you go. I was like, what happened?
There's a De Niro poster back there, you guys.
Yeah. It's on the other side of the camera. Yeah.
Robert De Niro doing that would be kind of funny.
That would be kind of the
same. Yeah. Be better than Jay Leno's chin.
Who would have the best blackface in Hollywood? Oh, wow.
Okay.
Channing Tatum. I don't know why. I just felt right.
I'm going to say Jonah Hill.
I don't have any.
Seth Rogen.
Ah.
Oh, that's terrible.
Ah. Willie Nelson. Nah.
That's terrible, man.
Gary Owens?
Then who has the best white face?
Same answer.
Will Smith.
Michael Jackson.
I don't even know. I don't know how to answer that, man.
Prince.
What if you had a cat? What if you made a movie? Okay, hear me out.
Okay.
And the cast and crew played... The person you picked to play the person was the opposite sex and...
Race
of the person that they're playing in the movie.
It'd be a really confusing movie.
Right. But like you didn't, but they never acknowledged it.
You do like.
But like some like black dude named Jennifer is on screen.
So it'd be like.
But they never acknowledge it.
Will Smith in a wig playing like.
No, just Will Smith with his haircut playing.
Yeah. Playing Samantha. Jennifer.
No wig or anything.
No wig or nothing.
And then you have.
Yeah, like Wanda Sykes and like Tom Hanks, but they reverse roles.
Exactly.
Tom Hanks is like the old
wig. So Wanda is playing Fred, and Tom Hanks is playing Wanda.
Yeah, and she carries a ball named Spotting.
Okay. A ball or a club?
I apologize to all the black people I know.
Yeah, this is bad. This is getting off the rail here.
I don't know this guy.
I apologize for my racism.
We were having a good time.
I did learn a new joke the other day.
Oh, shit flavored jelly beans.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, let's do it.
No.
What you got? Another Hitler one?
No.
What's up? You got a Mussolini joke? What you got?
No, we're not telling no jokes this week.
We're a serious podcast. High
probability of it being a black joke.
No.
No?
It's a Native American joke.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
I say go for it.
No.
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 Not doing it.
No, because that involves a lot of editing. It's a
respectable podcast.
This is a respectable podcast.
One day I would like to have like advertisements and stuff, and we're not allowed to do that.
No. Yeah. And I'm not actually racist. Kind of.
Yeah.
A little bit of racism never hurt nobody.
Okay.
You got to be able to look at it from all angles.
There's some tendencies in there that are hidden in his DNA a little bit. That's all right.
It's not his fault.
Yeah, you're white.
Hey, y'all don't know where my grandma was born.
I bet she wasn't born in Compton.
She was. Inglewood.
God damn it. Right there by the Sloss and Meat. She was rolling 60 Crip, cut.
OG.
She was.
Bro, what if grandma was an OG like
Crip? Wouldn't that be crazy?
It would be crazy.
Like, what if your family was like deep into like...
Like some like mafia.
Like, what if I had like bootleggers back in my life?
Yeah.
Like, that'd be kind of cool. For a long time.
Oh, yeah. Some Nucky Thompsons.
Some Nuckies.
Some Lucky Lucianos. Some Al Capones.
I didn't. I didn't have any of that.
It's not a ghost.
No, my family's just super white now.
Yeah.
Look at Emily over there. Like, this podcast we have jobs. Sucks. What are you guys talking about?
We have jobs.
Yeah.
We have...
We're living the American dream, my man.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's what I say anyway.
Whack.
I have a job that I complain about, but I can't really complain about it.
Yeah.
Because obviously I'm doing great. And, well, you know, I just.
You're doing okay.
Am I Oprah rich?
Am I rich?
Could be worse.
Am I happy? No. Yes. You know? Could be worse.
Yeah. Could be
it
worse.
Could be worse.
I like to complain, but it just helps me get through my day. You know, really, I have nothing to complain about, and I know that.
Absolutely.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I live a great life.
Hell of a life.
You know? If all my beans would taste like fucking farts and throw up, wouldn't be that bad.
What do you
bad.
Think your fart would taste like?
Have you never tasted your own fart?
Yeah.
You never, like...
Definitely.
It's been in the air. It's been in the air. I'm like...
Yeah.
You never cupped yourself? Just, like, farted in your hand and...
No, I've never cupped myself.
You never done that?
You've
cupped yourself?
Nah, dog. That's fucking gross, man. Awesome. I just wanted to know if you did
that. He said, that's fucking gross,
that's
man.
That's fucking disgusting, dude. What's wrong with you guys?
That is pretty gross.
That's gross.
That's hilarious.
Would you ever, if someone gave you like $50 to cup your fart?
Oh, $50?
$50?
My fart, dude. My man did that for free. Like, you
cup it for $50?
I mean,
probably.
No.
No?
It's still enough.
Would you, okay, now if somebody said, I would give Steven $50 to cup your fart and eat it out of your asshole, would you let me do that out of your butthole?
Probably not.
It's like that South Park
episode.
It's
still weird.
Yeah.
Cartman, I want your yummy farts.
David.
Yummy farts.
Yes.
I thought you got to.
We're this fucking close.
Am I that fucking close to what?
To getting bullied.
Let's go, buddy. Bully me. Bully
okay. Him. You want me to bully you?
Let's go.
Guys.
With out. Your uneven ass eyelids.
Yeah, my stroke eye?
Yeah.
You want to talk about it?
Uneven. Yeah.
It's strangely like comfortable to keep my eye closed. Like strangely comfortable.
It's comfortable for him, man.
Why is it? What's wrong with your eyes?
I have a stroke eye.
You have to have a stroke.
Bro, your cheeks look so jolly.
Yeah?
You got some nice cheeks, man.
Man, this is a roasting of a bowling session right now.
Oh, God. He's just tone it down, man. Yeah.
Hey, man.
You have a stroke eye and rosy cheeks.
Hey.
Yeah.
Don't compliment
you're
him
a little
hard.
Cute.
I'm a little cute?
A little cute.
You're just kind of cute. I'm totally okay with the way you look.
I like your face a little bit.
Can we talk about this? Where's
that? I like
your
face a little
bit. What?
Talk about what? Your weak-ass fucking bullying game?
Boom.
Ooh.
Look at that.
That's a giant notebook. My God.
It is. 600
Taylor
pages.
Taylor got a notebook for the podcast here.
I did.
It is literally the last page.
Our memoir.
Last page on here, 618.
Yeah. Of blank pages.
Of blank
notebook pages. That's how many strokes I'm going to throw the next cheek. Ooh. I come plus across 618 strokes.
Reward. Stroke into the middle. Did you find this? Well, dude, if... Okay.
We'll just hide it somewhere.
We'll hide it
once
somewhere.
Once it's filled up.
And then we'll be like, if somebody can find the off our chest notebook, there's a reward in there. And it'll be like $4. But, you know, it's a reward.
It's a reward still. Yeah.
It's going to be like a half a cigarette and this a thing, double cheeseburger.
Eventually, that'll be all like journal entries and lists and ideas and shit. It'll be fun.
Dude, speaking of journal entries.
Oh, do you have one?
Yeah.
You have one?
Oh, okay. It's your turn.
I'm sorry?
It's his turn.
This is his turn to read.
To write.
Oh, to write.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah. So you can do the. You got first page.
First page, oh, man.
Boom.
Holy shit.
Where's the good pen?
What an honor.
It
has to be in fucking.
Ready.
Boom. Look at this. You get the good pen, too.
Shall we pause and stretch our legs?
Yeah.
Smoke a cigarette?
Yeah.
Journal entry here. We have a journal entry.
Yeah. Awesome.
I have a journal entry from my personal journal here.
So these are from his entry. Personal
journal. What are those little black marks at the top you put on there?
I signed it in my black blood. Mm. Whoa, black blood.
Bam.
Wow.
This is a long fucking...
Long journal entry here. I was having a good day, apparently. Mm. So here we go. I will read this, and we will just...
Is this from?
This is just 3/1/2020. Mm. So apparently I wrote this today.
It's today.
So
happy today, guys.
All right. Dear journal, today was an awesome day. Nice. I woke up next to my inflatable Haley Joel Osment doll slightly vibrating me awake, telling me its battery is low from leaving it on all night. Mm. After lunch, I went to visit my dear Aunt Sally to help bury my twice-removed stepsister, Florida Bama Mexico Jr., from marriage.
Mm.
Sad we couldn't have an open casket for the family to pay the final fuck yous.
Final fuck yous.
She died in a funny way. She was out extreme ironing, like she does. Well, like she did. She went to finals one week. She passed out while performing her signature double Timber Prairie backdrop.
What?
She stuck the landing. North Korea gave her an 8.5. 8.5. She got granite.
Gold or bronze? She got granite. Is that like fifth?
Afterwards, Tom Arnold. Yeah. That Tom Arnold.
Yeah.
Said hi, and the shock was too much to handle. Mm. She was found 9 years later. I missed not remembering she existed the most.
Wow.
Good night, journal. Until next time, Steve-O. P.S. I love you.
Mm. That was good. Sounded like you had a good day.
Great day, man. Yeah. Aunt Sally and her extreme... You know what, man?
She was out extreme ironing.
Hey, man. Have you ever seen
you find
the double timber prairie backdrop?
Did you feel that? How much weight that had when it hit the floor?
Yeah, try carrying up steps and stuff. It's fun.
Mm.
Yeah, it's a little heavy.
A little bit heavy.
Do you think that was extreme irony? That she died? Extreme ironing?
Yeah, what is extreme ironing?
You have to ask him, bro. I've never seen it.
It's so picture this. There's an ironing board.
Mm.
And there's clothes. And you're just like, and you're like running, and like you there's like a gymnast, you know the gymnast thing that like
a stand on. Course?
No.
The balance beam.
Balance beam.
Yeah.
So they have to get on the balance beam and do a flip, and then like with an iron in hand, and then on the landing they have to. And like if they get that pleated ass creep, if they get that pleat in them pants, bro. Ooh.
They get gold.
They get gold.
Interesting.
No, she got granite. No. Well, that's why she did not get gold. She got granite.
She got granite.
Yeah.
She still pulled off the
pleats. That's like fifth.
Bro, she had it.
It's right before wood.
Bro, she put the line right down my dickies. You gonna tell me she didn't have no...
I can't wait to see that in the 2020 Olympics.
I pictured, like, you'd have, like, the clothes and you're, like, in the middle of, like, a hurricane or something.
You know, North Korea is notoriously staunchy. Underscores.
Yeah, that was an underscore if I ever saw one. Yeah. Aunt Sally deserved so much fucking better.
Eight and a half.
It wasn't Aunt Sally, bro.
Yeah. It was Aunt Judy.
No.
It was Aunt Sally.
It was not. Aunt Sally is who you visited.
Mm. Oh.
Damn, he knows your day better than you.
Yeah, man. Come on.
It's almost like
you buried.
It's almost like he wrote it.
Your twice removed stepsister.
That's right.
Florida Bama Mexico Jr.
Yes. She got cheeks.
Twice too. Removed from marriage.
From marriage.
Yeah. That twice removed stepsister had cheeks.
Had that's cheeks. A
couple movies. Cheeks.
That's why Tom Arnold said hi.
Big cheeks.
He's very famous.
That very. Tom Arnold.
Yeah. It was too much to handle.
That, yeah. That
Tom that was Arnold. Interesting.
9 years later.
That was very interesting.
I amuse myself sometimes, but it's not funny good. For everyone else.
You hit like a wall, but then you got over
yeah.
that wall.
Yeah.
What was that about the North Koreans?
They're staunchy about their scores.
Yeah, man. They don't put out quality scores, man. They're very
no. They're very like you know they're strict. They're flat yeah. board.
They're by the book. They're by if you don't yeah. extreme iron by the book, the yeah. North Koreans are not gonna fuck with
they're
you.
They're stickler for form, man.
Yeah,
you gotta have the elbow bent with the shoulder square. That's the biggest.
Yeah,
problem. They are North Korea.
If you come out and you're slightly open.
Yeah, it's bad. That's a mm. point off your score right there.
Slightly open, you're done.
Whereas yeah. like Russia, they'll
turn
pretty
away.
Generously.
The Russian yeah. form is quite odd.
It is.
The Russian
it's
form
it's because
is
in Mother fought. Russia the clothing Mother. Hired you.
Mother Russia.
Rusev
from Russia.
And we drink the vodka.
I wanted to make like a North Korea coronavirus joke, but it just didn't happen there.
Mm. Mm. Yeah, kind of missed that opportunity.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
It's all right. It's always next time.
Yeah. It is always next time.
Mm. Yeah, like.
If you like pina coladas. Getting caught in the rain.
Getting called really gay.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
Yeah, it happens.
What's that look like?
Macaroni and cheese.
Ooh, that sounds so good right now. I'm getting hungry.
Macaroni and cheese is good.
Macaroni and cheese is never bad.
You know what else is good?
What?
Ending this show. thank you guys for listening. Dave, where can they find you?
Rockman03 on most socials.
Mm. That's it. That's
sure about to the point.
Good man.
I like it. All right. What about you?
Stevo_IDFK on Instagram.
Jeff, where can they find you at?
Mm. BHI Sasquatch 614 on Instagram.
Go follow the show on offourchest.buzzsprout.com or go to all of our Instagrams. And Facebooks and all that shit. It's all off our chest. We're out of here. Thank you guys for listening.
Yay!
Good night. Keep it sexy.